Welcome to Mom's Talking Shit Podcast, guys. Tonight we have a special guest, Tammy Pickle from Elite Connections Matchmaking. She's awesome. You guys are going to hear a lot and get a lot of info. Stay tuned.
Hi. Can you hear her?
One sec, I can't hear
you. There we go.
There you are. How are you?
How are you?
Good to see you guys.
It's great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us on Mom's Talking Shit Podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's going to be fun.
I'm excited because I saw some of your YouTubes. And So you were trying to hook up LaToya Jackson.
Right.
Man.
Yeah, that was fun. She's a character, but she's super sweet.
I bet she, I was going to ask you how she was. I could tell.
You jumped right in.
I'm sorry. I've been waiting to ask you. I'm like, I love that. I love her. And Janet.
Yeah, I just met LaToya, but she's, I mean, so down to earth, so sweet, almost like I feel bad, but a sad little puppy. She's just,
I get that.
She's been beaten down, and she had a really hard life, even though, she grew up in, this really wealthy family, but she kind of grew up in a sad life, but she seems okay. She's gotten a lot of help. She seems better than... but she was really kind of defeated. Like, I'm never going to find love.
Right.
She's
did she end up finding love? I didn't watch.
Yeah, I didn't think I saw the end of it with that. I don't think I shared
You that. Know, it's so funny. I'm so sorry, you guys. I cannot hear you very well. I'm going to try to turn you up all the way. And then it's probably going to be fine now.
Okay. Can you hear?
Oh, yeah. I can hear you better now. Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Sorry.
I think my volume wasn't up enough. So yeah, we ended up matching her with somebody, and she's like, he was really nice, but maybe not the right one, and we were gonna try again. And when we were sitting down with her, she had a partner she was sitting with, and okay. We're like, did you guys ever, try anything? And they're like, oh no, we're like family. And then right after we matched her, they ended up dating for a couple of years, and we're like, we thought there was something happening there, but then it didn't work out. And then I contacted her again after I heard that they broke up, and I'd like, I'd love to help you, like, pro bono, like, you're a sweet girl, and I'd love to be able to help you find somebody nice. And maybe she was seeing someone or something, but she didn't get back to me.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Do you get to work with a lot of interesting people, I guess?
Yeah.
What kind of careers or jobs or people have when they reach out to someone like you? I know they're usually very busy.
Yeah, I mean, we really do work for people of kind of all walks of life, but they do need to be a professional. It is an investment. I mean, we can match someone complimentary if we are searching for somebody else. So let's just say some girl or guy came in and we were searching for one of our clients. We would take them on as a free client. We'd go through the whole interview process, and then we'd match them to that client that we were searching for. So okay. Not always does everybody need to come pay thousands and thousands of dollars, which we do have full memberships where we're actively working and searching and, recruiting for our clients. And those memberships would start at 9,000 and go up. Okay. So it's not for everyone. Not everyone has that kind of money to invest.
Right.
But we have other options too, because we have so many clients we search for that, we need others to match them with.
So what could one get for 200?
I mean, I have a lot of clients. I know, right? I have a lot of clients that come to me, and I don't charge them, and I have made them wonderful introductions, and they're still with the people, married, kids, I've made a lot of successful matches for people that didn't pay me.
Right.
Because I, like everybody, I need a match for all my clients. So whether I find them out and about or through my database or somebody's contacted me, I mean, if I need a match for somebody, I need a match for someone. So sometimes I do need to, like, I have this newer guy, he's young, he's successful, but like, I don't have, in his area, I don't have a lot of young, beautiful women in like the younger age group. So right. I'm like, I'm on Instagram, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm like, hey, are you single? And of course I make sure I screen them and I meet them and I make sure they look like their photos. And I check, we check ID, you know, we just kind of verify everything is copacetic and they are who they say they are. They're not really married. They're not, you know, don't have a criminal history. So we do all those types of things.
Can I ask you that? Like, were you like that as a kid? Were you like, were you always matchmaking with your friends? I might bet.
I do that.
I feel like I'm a little lacker. I feel like I hook up good people.
My husband gets so mad at me. He says, stop. Then he was like, you don't do that.
That's a good thing. Put on your Cupid wings.
I know. Lie. He's like, you don't want to get involved. Right. So did you do it growing up too?
I've always been a people person. I love to connect people. I love to talk to people and help people. And so that's just kind of who I am and what I've always loved to do. But my mom actually, it's a funny story. She started this company because she joined a matchmaker. She brought home some videotapes and her and I sat down and I helped her pick out my stepdad. And so that was like my first official like big girl match. But they've been together ever since. And that's why she started this business, was because like it worked for her, and then she just loved the idea of it all. So then she started her company just a few months later, and then has, you know, grown from one office to we have about 30 nationwide and international. In 26 years, she's owned the business. So I kind of grew up in the business, but it was nothing that I was like, oh, I'm gonna be a matchmaker. It was like something that I kind of enjoyed doing. So then I kept doing.
Right.
So
and
like,
mom's a boss.
Yeah, my mom's the boss. She is.
Yes.
But it sounds like you've been doing it a little bit longer than your mom then.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of
her up and then she started doing it. It sounds
right. So I'm the winner. I'm the real matchmaker.
You're right.
Yeah.
So how do you know? Like, is it an intuition? Do you kind of match up certain characteristics, but or do you just get that gut feeling and you just know it's going to click?
I think all the above. I mean, I get to know everyone pretty well, you know, where they came from, where they're going, you know, what they love to do, interest and hobby, all those types of things. If they want kids, if they don't want kids, if they grew up religious, we just kind of go over everything that's important to somebody. So I talk to everybody the same way. I interview everyone. And then I have a feeling if two people are going to be good together. But right. Then also I run it by both of them. I want them both to be excited and attracted and interested and, you know, want to meet those people as well. So yes, I have the initial, I think this person's going to be great for you, but you let me know. I want you to be okay with it too. And then, you know, they usually are because I'm right. But yeah, it's fun. I mean, we have a really large database from like, you know, 21 to 80 and everywhere in between. But we do work for kind of somebody that doesn't want to do the online or the app dating, or maybe they want that route and just not working for them. And they just want a different way of meeting other professionals. And so that's kind of why somebody would reach out to us. A lot of women come to us because they're like, well, you know, people are lying. They're being deceitful. You don't know who these people are. And it takes you some time to realize that they're being deceitful or lying on these apps or whatever. So like, I'm kind of doing my homework for you.
Right.
And women especially, like criminal history, just like, are they lying about what they do or are they married?
Have you seen Dirty John?
And
have
right. You I haven't. I need to. I'm hearing so many good things.
The podcast is way better than the series.
Yeah.
It's definitely, if you're going for a drive, put that in. But it was all about him being so deceitful. And you think you know somebody, but do you really?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you make sure that we really know them before you give them to us.
Right.
Wait, sorry, say it again.
You make sure that people are screened and you're like doing all the work that you don't have to do.
Right. So,
crazy.
Right. I check IDs, I background search, I meet everyone, make sure they look like their photos, make sure I look into what they do for work and their education. You know, maybe if they own a home, I just verify those types of things.
Okay.
But I kind of, you know, make sure everyone is who they say they are for sure.
So how often are people reaching out to you for this type of help? Are you getting contacted throughout the day, or do you more or less get certain clients and then you're working with them for a period of time and then kind of add on a few here or there?
So you know we have we have a really large team. So we get calls like on the hour, people that are interested, and not everybody, you know, joins. Because that's a little bit of a process too. They need to be okay with the memberships and what we charge and whatever. And then we interview them either in person or virtually. Right now it's kind of been virtually because it's such a weird time. But right. Normally we like to meet in person. Then they get started with us. Then they either work with us like 3 months, 6 months, or a year. And we have had people rejoin with us. But even if their membership expires, they stay in our system. So even we may match them even if their 3 month membership expired, we could still match them even after that. But we have people call us like on the hour wanting information and then whether it's a good fit. I mean, we probably have like, I would probably say at least, you know, 3 clients a week join on as full members.
Okay. Well, you mentioned something kind of interesting. Now that we are experiencing the COVID, how are things changing with your matchmaking process?
Yeah, COVID was hard. It was hard. People were stressed out. They were kind of putting everything on hold because, you know, they want to meet in person and like they wanted to see a light at the end of the tunnel and then probably start to chat with someone or whatever. Right. But I did have people that were virtually chatting and getting to know each other over the phone and kind of putting off meeting in person until they were allowed and comfortable and all of that. So I think that there was a few positives in that they were really truly getting to know people versus meeting and like, oh, not a connection. No, not attracted. Like they were really like becoming friends almost, which is, I think is very important, like a foundation of friendship and a relationship, right?
It gives you a chance to stretch it out a little longer too, instead of getting into bed right away.
That's true.
It might be a little bit better.
It goes either way. Like you write somebody off because like, oh, I wasn't feeling it, or you jump into things too quickly, which is like both could be, you know, detrimental to a relationship.
But
it's COVID's been a little tricky. I'm glad we're getting on the tail end and we do see a light at the end of the tunnel and people are now able to like go out to an outdoor restaurant and meet. Right. And, you know, I had a lot of hike dates and take a walk dates and picnic dates, you know, those types of things where they're just sitting in like maybe a quieter area. This was on the tail end of the COVID. In the middle of it, really people were just virtually chatting on the phone and getting to know each other that way.
Right.
You know, but then people start sending pictures and, you know, things like that. So you're like, don't do that.
No.
You know, it's really bad. This older woman, she got a picture from a gentleman and he was a really nice guy. And she's like, he sent me a picture of his downstairs area.
No, he
But he was fully clothed. He was fully clothed. He was fully clothed. So I was like, no way did he do that. Even if he's clothed, he's not going to send you just from here down. So I'm like, did you open the picture? Did you like hit the picture and open it up? And she's like, no, I didn't. So, you know, it looked smaller on her iPhone.
Okay.
But I'm like, yeah, girl, you gotta open it up. And she's like, oh my God, I told him he was a scumbag and blah, blah, blah. So she had to call him and apologize. And I'm like, yeah, apologize to me too, you crazy.
Oh, you crazy.
Yeah, what was the one? Send me pants shop.
He didn't. Thank gosh.
Okay. Yeah.
He's still good in my book.
I want to know, like, you ever get somebody that's really hard to look up in your life?
Yeah.
Look, man.
Yeah. I mean, I do get people that are like,
yeah.
they are very specific, like too specific in what they're looking for, and their criteria is like this tiny, and I'm like, yeah, that's 1% of the population. You can't find it, and I can't find it for you. And I'm honest. I'm honest with people. If they're like, you know, a woman comes to me and she's like, oh, I look so young, and I'm 60, but everybody thinks I'm 40. And so I date people that are 40. I say, okay, well, have fun doing that, but I can't help you do that. Right. So they're, you know, and I'm honest. I'm not going to take somebody on as a client and take their money if I can't help them and make them the matches they'd like to make. Yeah. Or, you know, there's a 70-year-old that wants to have babies and like wants to be a 30-year-old. Yeah. Like, no, that's not happening. You know, and I'm honest, and I'm not, I mean, my business is all about reputation. I'm not going to take someone's money and then not be able to deliver. So I'll just be like, okay, I'm sorry. You know, if you change your criteria, then, you know, maybe we can talk again, but I can't give you what you're looking for. I've had like women come to me and like, well, I'm a doctor, so I want to date a doctor, and he has to be 6'3", and he has to live in Beverly Hills, and he has to never be married and not be over a certain age. You know, like the list goes on and on. Like, he has to be
does that even exist?
Right. No. Like, no.
If he does exist, something's wrong with him where he's crazy.
Right.
Exactly. So, I mean, those types of things were like, obviously, if you are looking for the needle in the haystack, I don't know that I can deliver for you either. So, sorry.
I'm hoping my dogs don't start barking in the background.
Okay, we're good. I unplugged her.
Okay.
I have a couple friends that are like, they struggle with finding love. So I wonder, like, if you ever are just like,
not going to work.
Because maybe they look for the wrong things. Not being shallow, but maybe you got the ones that, the women that are in reverse, looking for the younger guys to show off, you know, or take care of. Sugar mama.
Sure. Yeah, no, I mean, that happens. And so many people have, like, their type of, like, maybe who they're attracted to or who they dated in the past or whatever, but like maybe it didn't work for a reason. Like maybe you need to look for other important things in a person besides the height and the hair color and the whatever. Like maybe you need to be more open-minded, and I do tell a lot of my clients, you have to be more open-minded about your type. Your type isn't working, and right. Like let's look for somebody a little outside of what you're normally dating. Right. And I also get a lot of like Hollywood celebrities that way, that I kind of talk them into, okay, you've always dated the same type in the same industry, like let's try something different because that's not working. And so like let's try, you know, a really lovely like business owner or a really lovely very incredible professional doctor or lawyer or whatever. You know, like, let's try something out of the norm of what you've normally done. And right. and it typically is, you know, going to work.
So what's one of your most fun, successful, or heartwarming stories? Because I know we talk about a lot of the crazy people, but you wouldn't do it if you didn't get to see the fairy tale ending.
Yeah.
Right. You
know? So what's, right. What's one of your favorite matchmaking stories in a positive light?
Yeah, so.
Would like to do it, but okay.
So yeah, I had a great client. He was in Vegas, she was in LA. He went back and forth, and he was really down to earth, Midwestern. So he's like, I can't find anyone in LA or Vegas. I want like a really also grounded woman that's like, you know, Midwestern values would be amazing, like me and blah, blah, blah. So I found him this great girl that like had lived in LA for a couple of years because she was, you know, she went to school there and then she just kind of stayed there. But she wasn't the LA type that like, you know, all glitz and glam. And he had the money, you know, but he didn't want somebody to use him for that either.
Right.
So I had to kind of talk her into meeting him. She's like, yeah, he's great, but like Vegas, really? And I'm like, you know, he would relocate for somebody. He goes back and forth all the time. He works in LA and Vegas, more so Vegas because California is so expensive to have a business, you know, that kind of thing. And so they ended up meeting. They saw each other weekly. Either he would fly to LA or she would fly there. Mm-hmm. They saw each other weekly. And then, I mean, I probably after the third month, he's like, I'm marrying this girl. Like, and she felt the same. Like, she was like, he's so sweet. Like, we spend so much time together, because when they would get together, it was like a 3-day date. It was like they were together 3 days in a row, and then they would go back their separate ways. But it really like sped up the process too. But then they're together. They ended up having a baby together. They are living in both places, Vegas and LA still. So she gets to come back and visit her friends and whatnot.
They fly back and forth often? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Because he does do business in both places.
Yeah. I stay over my house in LA. Yeah. Go back over to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But it took some pushing on my end. So like, it was a lot of work to like get. I was like, I know this is gonna be good. He's amazing, and just meet him, and I know that you'll like fall for him. And they did, and they're also super grateful. They send me pictures all the time. Oh, we're on a helicopter ride. Oh, we're doing this. Oh, we're doing that. Like, they're the cutest. So I mean, success stories is of course why I do what I do. You know, making people happy and find them love, and you know, people that like, maybe they're just working hard, they're busy, they might be single parents, and then they come to me, and then I help them find the one that they're looking for. I mean, it's so rewarding.
I love it. I love you. Like, I want that job.
It's pretty fun.
You get to do it with your mom, so your mom does it with you too.
She's still working.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
My mom and I work together. We have a big team, but like, we work in one office together. We've got like 6 matchmakers that we all work together, and that's just one of our locations. And then we have offices all over.
Okay.
So where are you? Maybe you want to work with us.
I don't know. She's got the gift.
I got that gift.
I don't have the gift.
Inbox me. I would love it.
Where do you guys live?
We live in Maryland.
Maryland. Okay. I thought.
And I'm in Pennsylvania. So we usually work remotely, and then sometimes we get together once a week and we try to do our podcasting thing. We both have full-time jobs and mothers and the husbands, you know, all of that good stuff. And, you know, we get to podcast for fun.
I've listened to a few. They're fun.
We just want everybody to kind of laugh and take a minute to kind of escape and just kind of get away and not worry about anything too serious, you know?
Yeah, I love it.
Too serious. I don't know if you've ever seen our YouTubes. I'm proud of you as much as I can be.
It works.
Yeah, it does.
And you're also a mother?
I am. I have 2 boys.
Okay.
6 and almost 9. I'm a baseball mom. My boys live and breathe baseball. I'm actually going out later. I've set up a little, you know, there's no sports right now, so I've set up a scrimmage for like 10, 12 of the boys, and we all play together, and I always play catcher.
That's brave.
I stand back. I don't stand right under the behind the boys, because I don't want to ruin my face.
Mom goals though. Mom goals.
That's good.
You're catching.
It's fun. Mommyhood is hard and working and keeping it all together. But I mean, I love what I do. I love being able to show my boys, yes, moms work hard and moms pay the bills. And you know, and I try to be there for them, you know, when they're out of school and for sports and all those things. I love to be around and I love to be involved. And, you know, life is good. Having fun. Enjoying life.
Completely agree.
I agree. But it's hard. It's hard trying to juggle everything. But it seems like you're doing it. Like, I'm envious. Like, look at you. But I'm telling you, if you want me to help, look, I got the gift, too.
Yeah,
we're gonna have
a new Maryland office.
Yes.
I love it.
Moms, hook it up, shit.
I like that one.
Totally.
Love it. Anyways, so is anything that you would like to let us know, like about how people find you, or
yeah. if you're single and you want to reach out, I'd love to explain who we have. We do have clients kind of all over New York and Miami and Vegas and Texas and all over Southern California and Northern California. And then we have some international areas as well. But yeah, reach out and we'll chat about somebody that I have that might be nice for you. And my email is tammy@eliteconnections.com. My number is 800-923-4200. Website
eliteconnections.com. For you, we'll make sure we post all of that info.
Yeah,
we post our site, our thing for you. You're like our first interview on video.
I love it.
We haven't even been able to figure it out where we can do it with each other, but you asked if it was going to be on video or audio, and I said, I'm going to figure this out.
Yeah, I think it's fun to have two different. Yes. You know, you have the audio for the podcast listeners, right. And then you have this option as well. I think it's great.
It's perfect. So we're moving on up.
Yeah.
You're pushing us to advance in our podcasting career. Thank you.
Good. I'm happy.
Yes, and thank you so much for being on the show today. We really, really appreciate it.
It was so much fun.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. It was super fun. It was so nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you.
We'll talk about starting office.
No.
Well, I have
Maryland. You need help on the East Coast too.
Yeah.
We need you on the East Coast. We need your company.
For sure.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And you have a great day. And we really appreciate it again.
So nice to meet you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Bye.
What's up, guys? I'm Tokes with Stacey of Mom's Talking Shit Podcast. I just bought this cool-ass bong at www.thepolarblast.com. They bring together my obsession of cups and easy-to-clean bongs all in one. It's like a Yeti with a bong on top, guys. I'm not even playing. I love the concept also of the coldest smoke in the world and being able to customize, color, and engrave it however you want at no extra charge. Look at ours on our Insta page at Mom's Talking Shit Podcast. Get yours today. Use promo code Mom's Talking Shit for 10% off. That's www.thepolarblast.com. Check out the video on their page. It's fucking awesome. Again, coupon code at checkout, Mom's Talking Shit. Thanks for the support.